Now, on Anna Maria's fridge from 1950, Anna Maria is a great example to us all to mind things and not to succumb to wasting stuff and to making unnecessary purchases as a type of habit, whether appliances, clothes, toys, etc., says Angie. And Claire says, we have a Bosch fridge that my husband's parents got for their wedding in September 1949. I'm out, so can't give any details right now. Well, we have your details, Claire, so we will contact you and see how that goes. And Rob has been on from Houston, Texas, and he says, thanks for bringing the story of Anna Maria and her fridge. A wonderful little break in my day. Yeah, I love Anna Maria. Knitting, again, is having a moment. It has it every few years, with new groups popping up around the country, with all ages taking part. Our next guest has turned her knitting hobby into a business where she creates hats inspired by public transport. Hats inspired by public transport. Siobhan O'Reilly, hello.
Hello, hi, thank you for having me.
Shivnits.
That's it, Shivnits.
Shivnits. Shivnits. Shivs. No, she doesn't have knits. Shivnits, yeah. S-O-I-B-H-K-N-I-T-S. The Americans would have fun with that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So you do more than hats. I've seen your vest. Is it a vest? A sleeveless thing with the different buses on it. That's lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, I made a sweater vest with the three, main types of bus that I see around Ireland.
Yeah. So it all started just as a hobby, and you were thinking of original gifts to give to friends.
Yeah. I took up knitting during COVID. I think a lot of people took up hobbies then, whether it was baking or running. For me, it was knitting. And then I suppose I got into making hats. And after graduating college, one of my friends was moving to Dublin. And I just thought that it would be nice. He really likes trains. So I said I'd make a hat that was based on the colours of the dirt. So that was the origin of the hat. Yeah.
And just to go back a little bit further, because this man is in the news, the Harry Style jumper that was designed by J.W. Anderson has just become head of Dior.
Yeah.
He made that available to everybody, did he?
Yeah, so again, during COVID, it was released as a free pattern. So a lot of people kind of used it as their way to get into knitting or crochet. And that would have been the first, clothing item that I made. It was really, it was a good pattern because it was different stitches, different colours. So it kind of let you learn how to get into it properly.
And designed by a world-class designer for
exactly.
A world-class pop star.
Yeah.
All the positives there.
Yeah.
So hats are easier to do than a Harry Style jumper. Sort of entry-level knitting.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. So what was the reaction to your Lewis-themed hat?
It was only in March this year, really, that they took off. I posted a video of the different transport hats that I made.
Right.
And people really seemed to connect them. I suppose there's a real revival of Irishness and Irish culture at the moment. So kind of fit in there.
So what else have you done? So have you done Dart Lewis?
I've done the, TFI buses. I've done older bus colourways as well. So the old Dublin bus, which was kind of the same colours as the dirt is now. The 46A is a big one.
Yeah.
And Bus Éireann as well, yeah.
Yeah. And just back to your friends then, did you do something, a Limerick-based one? You've set the bar very high for your presence for your friends, haven't you, Siobhan?
Yeah, so one of my friends was moving to Belgium and I suppose the main bus route that would go from the University of Limerick into the city is the 304. So I made a hat with the 304 stitched onto it and gave it to her as a memento of Limerick and her time in Limerick.
Now, knitting is labour intensive.
It is, yeah.
How long does it take you to knit a hat?
It depends. So I'm not doing it full time. So it's in the evenings that I'd be knitting. It can take anywhere from, I suppose, two evenings.
Is that 4 or 6 hours?
Oh, between 4 and 6, I would say.
Yeah.
Usually put on a show or listen to music or something and knit away.
Yeah. Like my granny used to knit, watch television and read books at the same time. So by the end, she was able to knit a blockbuster. She was brilliant. But but like it doesn't make financial sense then, does it? Yeah, like your time, your hours.
No, I don't think it can ever really be justified when it's hand knit. It's just for me, it's a way to decompress. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy seeing the way that people are embracing them. So I feel like I'm getting more out of it than, I suppose, just a financial gain.
Yeah. It's sort of one of those productive, meditative processes, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, because you're definitely in the moment. You have to be there, although you're watching a show on the TV as well.
Yeah.
So what's the ambition then with Shiv Knits?
I'm just enjoying the way it's growing at the moment. I think public transport is definitely something I'm going to keep knitting away on. I'd like to be able to get my things out to more people.
Right. So yeah, and what's the day job?
I studied physiotherapy in college, but I'm actually doing a PhD in the University of Limerick at the moment.
In what?
It's about designing an intergenerational dance program for older adults and teenagers.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
We've been talking about dance for the last couple of years. I think we should have more dancing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a great way to exercise and
yes.
to socialise. Yeah.
Yes. So because there's dexterity involved, there's obviously physical activity and there's connectivity. You connect.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's kind of the aim of what I'm doing now, is to get people.
Right. You connecting. Could be part of our team. We're building up a team. We met a man in Cork. He organised the Solstice Cayley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's dancing in daylight. That's our thing, dancing in daylight. So you're going to be on the team as well, Siobhan O'Reilly.
Perfect.
Whether you like it or not. Okay. Right.
Sounds good.
Brilliant talking to you.
Thank you.
Shiv Knits, SIOBHKNITS. Knitwear hats inspired by public transport. Thanks, Siobhan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grandmargot.